T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Kenny of MLB Network is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brian, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
No, my pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you know, exciting end here. And we were talking about this the other day. If the Indians and Rays end up tied for that second wild card, we could see a scenario where the Indians play in Washington Sunday, in Tampa Monday, in Oakland Wednesday, and in either New York or Houston on Friday. That would be crazy.
You always root for that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, until last year, it's like, yeah, but it never happened.
That's right.
And then last year it kind of happened.
It
so,
did.
No, it's a blast if that does.
Listen, it's baseball. It's kind of impossible to predict. You know, you think the Indians will sweep the White Sox or at least win 2 out of 3, and you never know, or the Rays with the Blue Jays. But knowing the Rays have 2 with Boston, 3 with Toronto, Indians 3 with the White Sox, 3 with Washington, although probably Scherzer doesn't pitch Sunday, right? Pitches the wild card game. How do you expect it to turn out? What's your best guess?
It depends on how each team is playing. We don't know. And it's obviously very even. I kind of like, if I had to pick a schedule,
yeah,
I think I'd pick the Rays schedule. Because the Nationals, no matter what they're doing, if they're, you know, fighting for home field, possibly, they're likely have already clinched, but they'll be just playing for home field. But even if that wasn't the case, you're still going up against kind of a loaded team that has real energy. Toronto is young and has these good young players on the rise, but they're still kind of sputtering, and there's only so much there. So if I had to favor one team, it would be Rays slightly because of the schedule, because that it is weird, isn't it? That flukish sort of interleague,
yeah,
with the Nationals? What, last 3?
I know.
And it just kind of sticks out at the end, and their quality.
Brian, obviously the Indians get Jose Ramirez back tonight. That should be a huge boost. How much do you think that helps him, and what do you think he's going to be like coming off this injury?
Well, you know, I don't know his physical condition. You would think these things, you know, with the wrist, yeah, sometimes are slow to heal, although I hear like the hamate bone, like once that is completed and the rehab is done, it's like, no, it's just not there. Like whatever, you know, was shaved off and you just move on. I would think it's huge. And Ramirez was an impact player over the previous month, 6 weeks, slugging 700. He's also their best base runner. He's a very good fielder. So he was in this horrific slump to start the year, but the type of player that he was when he left, that was one of the best players in baseball. And I know we kind of overrate these things, because when Ramirez went down, I thought the Indians are done. They cannot afford to lose this guy. I thought the same thing with Christian Yelich. Turns out those things are not true.
Yeah.
In baseball, you can do without any one guy. But I think there is a difference with Ramirez and with Yelich, that these guys are premier base runners. So even if they're 0 for 3 with a walk, they can make things happen and change a game.
Yeah, the Yelich story is amazing, because I agree with you. I thought when Yelich went down, the Brewers weren't even playing that great at the time, and their pitching has been bad, and they've been outscored on the season. And yet, all they've done is pretty much win almost every game since he's been gone.
Yeah, it is amazing. And again, you learn this like in fantasy baseball. Like you think, oh, I have Albert Pujols. Like this is when I was playing way back when.
Sure.
Like, I have Pujols, so I'm just going to be great every week. And it's when you play fantasy baseball, it's when you realize, oh, in any given week, like when you do a week-to-week thing,
sure,
you realize, oh, he really didn't have a great week. Like some guy off the waiver wire can have the
That's
same
right.
week or much better. Now, over 6 months, of course, you're not getting, you know, what used to be Pujols production or Yelich production. But in a week, like, it's a major league team, and especially these days, playoff contending teams are extremely deep, and they can withstand this. And, like, the Brewers and Indians are two teams that, you know, are not the deepest in the league. They're not have the depth of the super teams, and yet they were still able to withstand this.
We're talking with Brian Kenny, MLB Network. MLB Network will air the A's and Angels game tonight, 10 p.m., plus MLB Network will exclusively air 2 American League Division Series games this postseason. Brian, the battle for the top spot in the American League is amazing right now. Both the Astros and Yankees have won 102 games. The Yankees have one more loss. Obviously, you know, you look at the Yankees' bullpen, it's great, but their rotation not as good as Houston. Both lineups are tremendous. Both teams have dealt with a lot of injuries this year. Which team is better in your mind right now?
The Astros are better. Their hitting is better. They also walk more and strike out less. So even their process is a little better. Their process is state-of-the-art. It's the best that the game has really ever seen. And so they're historically great. They're the best offense of the last 50 years when you look at their weighted runs created plus. And yet, look, the Yankees have answered the call all year. They've repelled, you know, every invasion. They have withstood every injury, and they've had a ton. So I'm not saying, no, the Astros are better and the Yankees are okay. No, the Yankees have real power. They have real spirit. They have a real bullpen, better bullpen than the Astros. So in a game-to-game, it's going to be close. But, you know, if you're just looking at it evenly now, what each team brings, there's three super teams, and that's the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Astros. And I'm kind of, you know, finishing at the top. The Astros are, you know, metrically just better, and on the field with that rotation, they are better.
Brian, if the Indians get in, do you give them a chance to make any noise, or are those teams just too good that they'll have to face?
I wouldn't expect it. Like anybody, you know, it's funny, we're kicking around scenarios, and we're like, what if we get Rays, Brewers, World Series? Yeah, it's possible. I wouldn't bet that way. Right. You could have Twins, Braves. You know, John Smoltz is on MLB Now today, and he's like, we're going to get a rematch, 1991.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, it could absolutely happen. The Twins are also a great offensive team, so they could be there. But I just wouldn't bet that way. You know, to get if it's not the Astros and Yankees in the series, I'm shocked. If it's not the Dodgers in the series, I'm really shocked. But can it happen? Of course, in baseball, 1 week, of course.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know, and it's probably silly because the Dodgers have been so good. I could see the Dodgers getting knocked out before the Yankees or Astros, like, because it would, especially because it's two teams in the American League. The odds of them both losing is very slim, but I don't know who's going to beat them in the National. I like the way the Cardinals are playing right now. They're playing great, but I don't trust them in a series. But if you had to pick somebody, is it the Braves? Is it the Cardinals? The Nats? The Nats do have the 1-2-3 in the rotation if they can get there. Who would you give the best chance to beat the Dodgers?
I would, and this isn't scientific or anything. I mean, I'm looking at the basic production of each team, and I'm aware of it. But the Braves are very good, and I have watched them go through certain series where they've also answered the call. And they have, look, Freddie Freeman is an MVP candidate. Josh Donaldson is an impact bat. Acuna is an impact bat. So they have, you know, excellent hitting in the middle of the order. They have a lot of ways of beating you. They have depth, not crazy Dodgers type of depth, but they also have solid starting pitching. They've bolstered their bullpen, even though those guys that they got, you know, Shane Green and Melanson, like they weren't good early on. But as they've gone through the season now, they've gotten better and better, and they're actually quite stable. So, yeah, if I'm going to go, you know, cut of the jib, I would go Braves next after just the overwhelming production of the Dodgers.
Brian Kenny, MLB Network with us. Brian, Francisco Lindor will be a big topic this offseason. We know the Indians are very unlikely to be able to re-sign him. He's got 2 years left. I hope they do not trade him, but I think they might because obviously they can get a ton for him if they traded him this offseason. Do you think he will be on the Indians opening day next year?
I would think so, and I don't have inside information on that. I think the way you play the game is you try to keep him during this year because you think your window is still open, and he's your superstar. And as a superstar at shortstop, he affects a lot. I don't think it makes the most sense to trade him now, although your point is well taken, and perhaps you hit the marketplace and you're getting three blue chip kids and you can't pass it up. But I don't think that's the way it will go.
Hope so.
Brian, this offseason, the Indians have to make some decisions. Obviously, one of them is Corey Kluber. He's going to be 34 and his option $17 million. Do you think they'll pick it up or should they?
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough call. You'd have to know a lot more about, you know, the medical aspect of it. And I don't know, it's tough. That's about what a qualifying offer is. Certainly if he's, you know, if he's near healthy, he's definitely worth it. I mean, just for like, you know, a season, it makes a big difference. But yeah, it's a tough call depending on the medical history. I'm not close enough to it to know exactly where he's at or what all the issues are. So it's it's tough to say.
Yeah.
His track record is stellar. I mean, he's a top, up until this year, a top five pitcher. So that's easily worth that flyer.
Brian, next year the league will change after many years of a 40-man roster or up to a 40-man roster in September. It's now going to be 26-man roster during the rest of the season and 28 in September. Do you like the change?
Yes, I do. I mean, the 40-man thing is
crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah. It's long been crazy, and now it's like being fully exploited, so
yes.
It just got silly lately. And I'm all for like more, a little more flexibility, and I don't like limiting, you know, who you can bring in from the bullpen or how many position players you have. I think you just make up your team the way you want to make up your team, and let's see who figures it out fastest, you know, like who's utilizing these spots the best.
Are you pro DH National League guy? I can't remember.
I actually, you know, I'm weird this way. I like no DH. I like to see the managers work.
But you know that's not going to happen.
Why is that not going to happen? Everyone says, well, it's not going that way.
Because,
why?
Well, because, first of all, the players union would never agree to it.
Why? Everyone always says that. Well, because Hank Aaron and Harmon Killebrew can extend their careers? It's been said since the 70s. It's really not true. I mean, you can always point to like three guys.
Yeah.
But it's not increasing jobs.
I mean, it is a few. What is the upside for the players' union agreeing to that?
I don't look at it from their standpoint.
Yeah,
I look at it from a global baseball standpoint. Although, again, I'm pro labor.
Yeah.
I'm behind these guys, but
right.
I like one place, and that's Major League Baseball. Playing what used to be, you know, the best brand of baseball. And I know, you know, we pay to see hitting and it's more exciting. I get that. I'm not saying this is the end of the earth. But I'm saying I think people will be surprised, and I'm surprised, everybody's surprised every year when the World Series goes to a National League city and suddenly it's very different. And I consider that superior.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would say that they need to have the same rule for both leagues. Why?
It's not the way it is now. It's quirky, but you get to see both.
I guess you want to see the strategy. I don't care about that anymore.
You guys
anymore.
Different opinions.
I don't care about that anymore, and I think in a situation like
Brian's
this...
Brian's just owning you here, Adam.
I think in a situation like this where you have the Indians who play by a set of rules all year, and now all of a sudden in their final series of the weekend, they've got to play by different rules and not have their DH, who's an important part of their lineup. I think switching the rules, having the rules for different leagues, I just don't like it.
Well, I would say, since they've gone to this format where there's going to be an interleague series, it's really hard luck for the Indians to have to face a playoff team in the National League right now. I'll give you that. So that would be an argument for your side of it, saying that this isn't going to work out perfectly for everybody. But I think it's okay now. And if I had my way, I would say, okay, ditch the DH, and we go back to actual Major League Baseball.
I'd take that over what we currently have, but I'd rather have the DH in both leagues. Brian, we appreciate the time, man.
All right, guys. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Brian Kenny, right. MLB Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.